Ignore the conventional wisdom about what you should or should not be doing. It may make sense for some, but that does not mean it bears any relation to your own goals and destiny. You need to be patient enough to plot several steps ahead, to wage a campaign instead of fighting battles. The path to your goal may be indirect, your actions may be strange to other people, but so much the better. The less they understand you, the easier they are to deceive, manipulate, and seduce. Following this path, you will gain the calm Olympian perspective that will separate you from other mortals, whether dreamers who get nothing done or prosaic practical people who accomplish only small things. Keys to warfare. Military history shows that the key to grand strategy, the thing that separates it from simple garden variety strategy, is its particular quality of forethought. Grand strategists think and plan further into the future before taking action. Nor is their planning simply a matter of accumulating knowledge and information. It involves looking at the world with a dispassionate eye, thinking in terms of the campaign, planning indirect, subtle steps along the way, whose purpose may only gradually become visible to others. Not only does this kind of planning fool and disorient the enemy, for the strategist, it has the psychological effects of calm, a sense of perspective, flexibility to change in the moment while keeping the ultimate goal in mind. Emotions are easier to control. Vision is far-seeing and clear. Grand strategy is the apex of rationality. Grand strategy has four main principles, distilled here from case histories of the most successful practitioners of the art. The more you can incorporate these principles into your plans, the better the results. Focus on your greater goal, your destiny. The first step toward becoming a grand strategist, the step that will make everything else fall into place, is to begin with a clear, detailed, purposeful goal in mind, one rooted in reality. We often imagine that we generally operate by some kind of plan, that we have goals we are trying to reach. But we're usually fooling ourselves. What we have are not goals, but wishes. Our emotions infect us with hazy desire. We want fame, success, security, something large and abstract. This haziness unbalances our plans from the beginning and sets them on a chaotic course. What have distinguished all history's grand strategists and can distinguish you too are specific, detailed, focused goals. Contemplate them day in and day out and imagine how it will feel to reach them and what reaching them will look like. By a psychological law peculiar to humans, clearly visualizing them this way will turn into a self-fulfilling prophecy. Clear, long-term objectives give direction to all of your actions, large and small. Important decisions become easier to make. If some glittering prospect threatens to seduce you from your goal, you will know to resist it. You can tell when to sacrifice a pawn, even lose a battle, if it serves your eventual purpose. Your eyes are focused on winning the campaign and nothing else. Widen your perspective. Grand strategy is a function of vision, of seeing further in time and space than the enemy does. The process of foresight is unnatural. We can only ever live in the present, which is the ground for our consciousness, and our subjective experiences and desires narrow the scope of our vision. They are like a prison we inhabit. Your task as a grand strategist is to force yourself to widen your view, to take in more of the world around you, to see things for what they are and for how they may play out in the future, not for how you wish them to be. You can take a step in this direction by always trying to look at the world through the eyes of other people, including, most definitely, your enemy, before engaging in war. Your own cultural preconceptions are a major hindrance to seeing the world objectively. Looking through other people's eyes is not a question of political correctness or of some soft, hazy sensitivity. It makes your strategies more effective. Grand strategists keep sensitive antennae attuned to the politics of any situation. Politics is the art of promoting and protecting your own interests. Your behavior in the world always has political consequences, in that the people around you will analyze it in terms of whether it helps or harms them. To win the battle at the cost of alienating potential allies or creating intractable enemies is never wise.